You've got it on today's comedy.
What can you do? One man's pet stain carpet is another man's Twister game.
Comedy 1031.
They're remaking all kinds of movies. If I was going to remake any movie on earth, I'd remake The Wizard of Oz with Robin Williams, and that's it. So let him do the whole damn thing by himself. Why'd you pay anybody else if you have Robin Williams? So here we go, The Wizard of Oz, starring Robin Williams, written by Robin Williams, and directed by Quentin Tarantino. My favorite thing to do. Here we go.
Who dares bother the all and powerful Wizard of Oz?
Oh my God, what an incredibly wonderful place. But who the hell does your duck running?
Silence!
Whoa, Taco Bell for lunch, huh?
What are you doing here?
Well, that's a funny story. No, it's not, but I make it funny. Here we go. Kansas flashback. Listen, I was just out in Kansas, hammering up the pigs, making bacon, you know what I mean? Wanted to hear a joke, clucking around the chickens. Chickens, you know, little damn peckers, you know what I'm saying? Ran back to my shack and thought to myself, oh my God, if I had a beard, it'd be the Golding. You'd have bought my newspaper joke. Get one. Gets funnier. Literacy. It's a good thing. Okay. So then the house is up in the air, it's spinning around like Barishnikov, and amphetamines, I don't care if I laugh at that joke, I did it just for me. I looked at the window, there's a little wicked witch on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going, I'll get you my pretty little dog, Toto, too. Listen, lady, I don't have a little dog, Toto, but if I did, I'd give him to you, because you'll need a damn friend. I've seen the script, you can get mad, but you don't spell a witch with a B now, do you? En vogue, never gonna get it. Okay, so then my house landed, ba-doo. Oh no, I've landed on Ronald McDonald. He's wearing a pair of Marv Albert shoes. No longer looks like a good time for the great taste, if you know what I'm saying. But just see the little people like, follow the Olympic Road, follow the Olympic Road. Like, whoa, lovely in Fantasy Island, man, stick around, make it Willy Wonka, part two, Oompa Loompa, dibbity doo, stick around for your lasting gobstopper. Not that funny, but fun to say, and we're dancing. When you don't have a segue, that's what you do. So it's amazing and wonderful, because I met up with a guy who's made out of straw. I said, hey man, whoa, that's a joke right there.
So you got hay over here, and straw over here, got hay, and hay man, straw man. That's a scarecrow. What that is a, what that is, that's a synonym. You know what a synonym is?
Yeah, I love cinnamon. It's my favorite flavor. Back for breakfast, I had Synonym Toast Crunch. Kicks my ass.
Frank Caliendo.
I went to Arizona State Penitentiary to do a film with Gene Wilder, right? We did a film called Stir Crazy. I met a dude, he was doing murder kidnap four times. This is the fourth time he had been caught. Because I thought three strikes, that was your ass. That's not true. I said, what happened? I can't get it right. I'm getting parole in 2 years. Well, you know, I'm going to do a deuce. I'm going to get the gun. I want to know when he getting out. Who he going to be with. If I see him in my neighborhood, I'm going to shoot. Just on GP. Because kidnappers always want to make you put your hands behind your back. Shoot my face off with your shotgun so the police can find some evidence. That's the way we really think we are. You know, I mean, everybody wants to be heroic. Because when a shotgun is in your face, your hand has more brains than you. Your hand will jump behind your back. Your hand will say, excuse me. Here's your shotgun. And the hand be saying, give me some rope. How's this not? I'd hate to get kidnapped, man. Somebody call my wife up asking for money. I know I'm a goner.
Oh, you have him? You do? You want what? Just a minute. I'll call the accountant. I'll get back to you. Don't hurt the suit. We might have to bury him in it.
Richard Pryor.
It's a great big dose of today's comedy.
How about that, Mr. Smarty Pants Communist?
Comedy 1031.
I was like, bless you. They say bless you because they used to believe evil spirits were in your soul. So whenever I have to sneeze, I encourage my friends to be like, get out of him! Get out of him! My jeans faded, your jeans with holes in them. Yet they're not this old. That's how we bought them. That's ridiculous. I say give them brand new to the homeless. Let them age it. Then take it back, wash it, sell it. That way we can clothe the homeless, but we can still look down on them because they're not in style. We need classes. Know your role. Don't you love that one? Money doesn't buy happiness. Do you live in America? Because it buys a wave runner. You ever seen a sad person on a wave runner? Have you? Seriously, have you? Seriously, have you? Try to frown on a wave runner. Ah! They're so awesome. It's just throttle. People smile as they hit the pier. Because you forget you need gas to turn. It goes against your natural instincts. Some of you aren't laughing. We all miss your cousin. But not laughing's not going to bring him back. I don't think that's right. He's dead for a reason. He was a show-off, and he tried to spray us. I didn't want to get wet. I yelled at his mother at the funeral. Do you like how I start jokes with mass appeal and continue to only six people have a clue what I'm talking about? That's not a good style. That doesn't make you famous. Of course money buys happiness. You ever seen a homeless person skip? The answer to that riddle is no. They're not allowed. I once saw a homeless person start to skip, bottle hit him right in the dome. He forgot the rules. He'll remember next time. Yeah, I threw it. I don't care. Why is he happier than me? He shouldn't be. I'm rich. Spiritually. You ever hear girls say that? I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I like to reply, I'm not honest, but you're really interesting.
Daniel Tosh.
I love commercials. I think they're the best sketch comedy out there. So I watch a lot of commercials, and sometimes they have commercials. They want you to donate money, save the dog, save the cat, save the other things. And sometimes they'll have save the polar bears. But it's just kind of not a priority for me. There's so many other things we have to worry about. Economy, environment, each other, manicure, pedicure, polar bear. I'm not even 1,000% sure that they exist. How do you know? Why? Because Coca-Cola puts them on their can during Christmas? They also put Santa Claus. What's your point? And they, oh, I think I'm bothered by it the most because the actual ad is so low. It's such a low production value. It's like the same footage they've been using since like 1992, and they show the Arctic landscape, and there's the polar bear, and oh, and it's so, it's always walking very slowly, like it's your fault. Oh, why is it walking slow? Is it because you didn't donate money? No, it's walking slow because it's a bear. Where's it got to run to? A meeting? It has nothing to do. And then they show the mom bear with the babies. Oh, the baby's just a... And it's a baby bear. Oh, it's the mom bear, single family, single parent. She's a mother. She's all alone. Where's the dad? There is no dad. She's a lesbian. Look at her. She's a two-ton bear. Who will have her? No one. And then they always show the one bear on an iceberg floating by himself as if it's your fault. Directly your fault. The ice caps melted. He's just sitting there like... Hey, guys! And then, so you're watching all this, then the voice kicks in. The donate money voice. The somber voice. If you do nothing... 2/3 of all polar bears will die in the next 50 years. And every time I hear that, I think to myself, yeah, statistically that works out. 50 years, how long is a polar bear supposed to live? Let's not get greedy, 50 years. Some people don't make it to 50. You don't want your polar bears getting past 50, trust me. Polar bear gets past 50, they start collecting Social Security, they start, I know, they'll start communicating with each other, they'll begin using simple machines, start colonizing, mostly because they're white. But that's gonna happen.
Eliza Schlesinger.
Yeah, this is John Campanera, and, you know, I talked about Bob and Tom, this radio DJs out of Indianapolis. You know, Tom pulled me aside one day and said, hey, John, he said, I love your Harry Carey, you know, your baseball announcer. He said, do you ever think about maybe doing a CD as Harry Carey and maybe another announcer trying to kill time during a rain delay? And I said, you know, I never thought of that, but I goes, that's a very good idea. You know what? Let me sleep on it because there's a lot of stories I have that have happened to me throughout my career. And I could put these stories together and implement them, you know, as if Harry and the other announcer would be talking about them during the rain delay. Well, after I came up with like 45 minutes, I called Tom and I said, hey, Tom, I think I got enough for a CD. So anyway, we put together this comedy CD called Rain Delay, and I'm really proud of it. I sell it on my website, johncapanera.com. And anyway, here's a little bit of Rain Delay.
Hello again, everybody. Harry and Jimmy back at the ballpark. And if you're just joining us, you can see that we're experiencing a temporary rain delay. Hey! We've got some scores in from around the league. The under 7, the Yankees 5, the Angels 3. The final just in from Atlanta, the Mets 6 and the Braves 4. Hey, Atlanta, Harry, now there's a party town. You can say that again. I remember back in 83, I met this floozy in a bar after the game, and I took her out for some Mexican food. There's a fan just got hit by lightning. Anyway, we're eating Mexican food, and, you know, I'm a big fan of the jalapeno pepper. I love to douse my tacos with them. Well, afterwards, we went back to my hotel room and started playing tonsil hockey. Well, one thing led to another, heavy petting ensued, and all of a sudden, she started screaming, "My coochie's on fire! My coochie's on fire!" Well, I'm thinking I still have the golden touch. But apparently, I still have the juice from the jalapeno peppers on my fingers.
I knew those jalapenos would catch up to you sooner or later, Harry.
So I peeked into the bathroom, and she was sitting on the sink, splashing her crotch with water. Well, after the burning sensation subsided, we had one hell of a night and a good laugh to boot. More scores in from around the league. At the end of 7, the Mariners 5, Tampa Bay 3. Hey, there's another kid hit by lightning. That's got to be a record, 2-in-1 game.
Hey, that's the same kid with all the facial piercings, Harry.
You know, you got to figure all that metal on your face will eventually catch up to you. Hey! It looks like the rain is lifted and the ground crew is starting to take the tarp off the infield. It looks like we're going to play ball after all. Holy cow. You just can't beat fun at the old ballpark.
John Caponera.
You're listening to Today's Comedy.
I mean, if you want me to, I'll dress up like Rick James and show up in your shower wearing soap and a chain.
Comedy 1031.